Fear not the pain. Let its weight fall back into the earth. For heavy are the mountains, heavy are the sea.
The Holy Gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ according to Luke. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Last weekend, I was at my 45th college reunion. And the director of the Alumni Society is someone who was in my first year dorm, a man named Howie Wolf. And Howie is so good at what he does. One day we were having a conversation about how we were admitted to college. And all of us remember a man named Fred Hargadon. He was the director of the admissions committee, and he read everybody's resumes and, you know, all the material that we sent in. And one day Howie said to him, this was years ago, he said to him, "So Fred, how did I get admitted?" He said, "You know, I didn't have very good scores. I had so-so grades. I didn't have all sorts of activities. I was not a great athlete. There was nothing extraordinary about me." And he said that Fred said to him, "You were interstitial." What a great phrase. Interstitial. That's the space between things. And what I heard in that is that this admissions director wanted people who would be the space in between people that, you know, were way overachievers, off the chart smart, whatever they were. You need just some good, solid, average folk to really make a good class, a good community. Well, I've thought of that a lot since I heard that phrase, because I think that's exactly what the church is, and that's exactly what All Saints Sunday is about. This All Saints Sunday, I think what we are celebrating is that, guess what? The church is the interstitial community in our world. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that what we are told today in the gospel readings is, you know, blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who are hungry. Blessed are those who weep. Blessed are those who got struggles. Blessed are those who know their need. Theirs is the kingdom of God. But what the church is this community that knows how desperately it needs God and how desperately it needs other people. That it does not live under the illusion that it is independent or self-sustaining. And that what it knows is that what God needs in this world are people who are that space in between. And remind people that the space in between is the space that actually then ends up connecting all of us. You know, it's really interesting that in the New Testament, the word for saint is never used in the singular. It's always saints, I think some 64 times. That, you know, Paul referred to the saints in Rome or Corinth or some other place. It's always a collective. It's always a group of people whose collective sainthood is what matters. And what that collective sainthood is about is knowing that what the world needs is a community that knows how much we need God and a community that knows how much we need each other. You know, we live in a world where what we think is that the issue in building a better world is somehow the great new discovery, you know, sort of going beyond what we know. And if we could just discover something new and ingenious, that it would solve our problems. What the New Testament knows is that's not the issue. The issue is loneliness. The issue is disconnection. The issue is, how do we help make a world that brings people together, that makes a world where people know they are desperately in need of each other, that we cannot survive on our own, that we have to make room for each other, and that the community needs to know how much it needs each other and needs to know how much it needs God. This is, in a very real sense, the simple mission of the church. Can we be that kind of community? The church will not thrive because someone comes up with some Nobel Prize-winning idea. The church will have an impact on the world if it simply continues to remind the world that we cannot survive on our own. We need God and we need each other. You know, in the Beatitudes, at least Luke tells us, they're not only the blessed ones. There are those who are in big trouble. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now. There are these woes, which really means big trouble coming to you and to the world if this is the way you're going to not only live, but think that this is what will make you survive. See, the problem with wealth is not so much wealth per se. The problem with wealth is we begin to rely on it. The rich are tempted to think, oh, I've got everything I need because I have enough money. Well, Jesus would beg to differ. Blessed are those who are poor. When you are poor, you have no illusion that your money is going to save you. And what you have the hope of discovering is that in God's kingdom, you will have what you need, that the real riches are what happens in this interstitial space. The real riches are having people who care about you and love you and support you. And the real wealth you have to offer to others is including them and loving them and forgiving them. You know, there are saints in the church that we quite rightly admire. I mean, Saint Paul is a remarkable human being who did remarkable things. Saint Francis and others. But I think what even they would say is their remarkable lives were not made possible by their own resources. They were made possible by God and by the community of all the saints. That all of them were connected to this thing we call church. The church is a community of people who know that what we need is God and we need one another. We are aware we cannot go this life on our own. And the great gift we offer this world is to keep reminding it of that. That in a world that's so often promoting independence, self-reliance, the next great discovery that will solve all the problems, the real problem is our disconnection. The real problem is that we do not have the community we need to thrive. Let us give thanks today for all the saints. All the saints at St. Timothy's Episcopal Church, all the saints throughout this world, all of those who are trying to model for the world what God intends.
An Echo from the Well is a podcast of St. Timothy's Episcopal Church in Cincinnati, Ohio. If you would like to learn more, visit sttimothys.com. Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ according to Luke. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Last weekend, I was at my 45th college reunion. And the director of the Alumni Society is someone who was in my first year dorm, a man named Howie Wolf. And Howie is so good at what he does. One day we were having a conversation about how we were admitted to college. And all of us remember a man named Fred Hargadon. He was the director of the admissions committee, and he read everybody's resumes and, you know, all the material that we sent in. And one day Howie said to him, this was years ago, he said to him, "So Fred, how did I get admitted?" He said, "You know, I didn't have very good scores. I had so-so grades. I didn't have all sorts of activities. I was not a great athlete. There was nothing extraordinary about me." And he said that Fred said to him, "You were interstitial." What a great phrase. Interstitial. That's the space between things. And what I heard in that is that this admissions director wanted people who would be the space in between people that, you know, were way overachievers, off the chart smart, whatever they were. You need just some good, solid, average folk to really make a good class, a good community. Well, I thought of that a lot since I heard that phrase, because I think that's exactly what the church is, and that's exactly what All Saints Sunday is about. This All Saints Sunday, I think what we are celebrating is that, guess what? The church is the interstitial community in our world. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that what we are told today in the gospel readings is, you know, blessed are the poor, blessed are those who are hungry, blessed are those who weep, blessed are those who got struggles, blessed are those who know their need. Theirs is the kingdom of God. What the church is this community that knows how desperately it needs God and how desperately it needs other people. That it does not live under the illusion that it is independent or self-sustaining. And that what it knows is that what God needs in this world are people who are that space in between. And remind people that the space in between is the space that actually then ends up connecting all of us. You know, it's really interesting that in the New Testament, the word for saint is never used in the singular. It's always saints, I think some 64 times. That, you know, Paul referred to the saints in Rome or Corinth or some other place. It's always a collective. It's always a group of people whose collective sainthood is what matters. And what that collective sainthood is about is knowing that what the world needs is a community that knows how much we need God and a community that knows how much we need each other. You know, we live in a world where what we think is that the issue in building a better world is somehow the great new discovery, you know, sort of going beyond what we know. And if we could just discover something new and ingenious, that it would solve our problems. What the New Testament knows is that's not the issue. The issue is loneliness. The issue is disconnection. The issue is how do we help make a world that brings people together, that makes a world where people know they are desperately in need of each other, that we cannot survive on our own, that we have to make room for each other. And that the community needs to know how much it needs each other and needs to know how much it needs God. This is, in a very real sense, the simple mission of the church. Can we be that kind of community? The church will not thrive because someone comes up with some Nobel Prize-winning idea. The church will have an impact on the world if it simply continues to remind the world that we cannot survive on our own. We need God and we need each other. You know, in the Beatitudes, at least Luke tells us, they're not only the blessed ones, there are those who are in big trouble. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now. There are these woes, which really means big trouble coming to you and to the world if this is the way you're going to not only live, but think that this is what will make you survive. See, the problem with wealth, it's not so much wealth per se. The problem with wealth is we begin to rely on it. The rich are tempted to think, oh, I've got everything I need because I have enough money. Well, Jesus would beg to differ. Blessed are those who are poor. When you are poor, you have no illusion that your money is going to save you. And what you have the hope of discovering is that in God's kingdom, you will have what you need, that the real riches are what happens in this interstitial space. The real riches are having people who care about you and love you and support you. And the real wealth you have to offer to others is including them and loving them and forgiving them. You know, there are saints in the church that we quite rightly admire. I mean, St. Paul is a remarkable human being who did remarkable things. St. Francis and others. But I think what even they would say is their remarkable lives were not made possible by their own resources. They were made possible by God and by the community of all the saints. That all of them were connected to this thing we call church. The church is a community of people who know that what we need is God and we need one another. We are aware we cannot go this life on our own. And the great gift we offer this world is to keep reminding it of that. That in a world that's so often promoting independence, self-reliance, the next great discovery that will solve all the problems, the real problem is our disconnection. The real problem is that we do not have the community we need to thrive. Let us give thanks today for all the saints. All the saints at St. Timothy's Episcopal Church, all the saints throughout this world, all of those who are trying to model for the world what God intends.
Striving for all your saints at rest, your holy name, O Jesus, forevermore be blessed. You rose our King victorious, that they might wear the crown, and ever shine in splendor, reflected from your throne. Praise for St. Paul's companion, our patron Timothy, whose love for all the churches, it knew no boundary. He loved his home and family to share God's gracious love, and now enjoys Christ's presence there.